timeline of the allegations. According to the police department, this incident occurred on Monday the 14th.
Right. We learned late Monday, late that afternoon, that an altercation had happened between a 17-year-old male student at Bryan High and an instructional aide, which is sort of a teaching assistant type position who assists in the classroom. It appears that things escalated, and the allegations are rather serious, that the student was struck a couple of times by hand in the shoulder or chest area or both, and during the course of the altercation. I think there was scuffling back and forth, according to preliminary reports. And again, I would emphasize the investigation is still ongoing at this stage. But those kinds of charges are serious. Obviously, the Bryan Police Department felt there was sufficient cause to execute a warrant for this employee's arrest this afternoon. And it's taken some time this week to gather details for both the law enforcement and for us. There are parallel investigations underway. We're taking a deep look into the matter as well and put the employee on administrative leave immediately. That same afternoon, he did not return to work, has not been back since, and the student is back and returning attending class as normal.
Where did the alleged contact take place?
So the student had left his normal classroom. From what we understand, was agitated and had gone to an area of the school, a different area, different classroom type area, to calm down and de-escalate. And it's not uncommon to sort of change a venue and see if that can't, along with the talking, see if that can't help de-escalate a situation. But apparently, the altercation between the instructional aide and this young man continued. It escalated, and so it was not in his normal classroom environment, but elsewhere, in fact, and things went from there.
Were there any other adults in the room where the contact reportedly occurred?
There were. There were other staff in the room, all of whom have given statements both to Bryan ISD personnel and to Bryan police. Again, in these situations, we give the police our full cooperation. Obviously, we want to get to the bottom of what happened in the best interest of kids. The safety of kids is our top priority, and we are looking at this thing from head to toe to find out what happened, what we can learn from it. And obviously, we expect our staff at all times to maintain the utmost level of professionalism and decorum in any situation they're handed. We have to play the hand we're dealt. And at times that means dealing with a young person who is agitated, but nevertheless, we expect our staff to maintain their composure, and we will take a good hard look at this to see, in fact, the full range of details and what happened.
The Bryan Police Department's news release indicates their school resource officer was notified of this incident. How quickly were Bryan High administrators notified?
Immediately. In fact, an administrator from the school, after again the young man was checked over by medical staff to make sure that he was taken care of, and he was accompanied, from what I understand, home by a Bryan High administrator who I think made contact with a parent at that point. So administrators were on the scene very, very quickly. And all of whom are cooperating with the district as we look into this.
You made a reference to Mr. Hamilton being placed on administrative leave. Is that paid leave?
I believe that is paid leave at this point. Again, the investigation hasn't concluded. There's still a few more details, I think, to be wrapped up at this stage. And obviously, so it is not in a concluded state at this time, but and we are also, fully aware and following the police investigation as well, and the arrest that was made recently. So all of that factors in ultimately to decisions that are made with regard to his future with the district.
And you may have said this earlier, but I don't remember, so I'll repeat whether or not the student is back in school.
Yes, absolutely. The student has returned to school and is attending classes normal.
Anything else that I've missed that needs to be shared with listeners?
I don't think so, Bill, other than, again, I would say that the safety and the calm learning environment, the preservation of a calm learning environment is a top priority in all schools, and everything we can do to maintain that, we expect personnel to do. And so we are recognizing the seriousness of this situation and intend to learn fully what happened.